Congressman Peter Welch, Democrat of Vermont, at large, in office since 2007. Some Democrats, Peter, are talking impeachment. What do you think?
We've got to follow the facts wherever they take us. And the appointment of the special counsel, Robert Mueller, former director of the FBI for 13 years, I think has given a lot of us confidence that there's a legitimate and aggressive investigation that's underway, and it's being managed and led by a person of great respect. People on both sides of the aisle think Robert Mueller is the law enforcement man that we need. And that credibility, his reputation for being thorough, the fact that he's got resources that he's going to need, means that we can, I think, have confidence that we're going to get to the bottom of exactly what happened. We get those facts, we're going to be drawing conclusions, a lot of us together. So that investigation is very important, and it could have an, it will have an effect on the status of President Trump.
The Affordable Care Act, I think some of your Republican Congress friends are, you being a Democrat, of course, and a very progressive Democrat, are rueing the day that this whole mess ever started. We see in New York State, right across the border, we see two congresspeople in some trouble because of their votes, Congresswoman Stefanik and Congressman Faso, for example. Do you think that this is one that got out of control for them?
You know what? Anybody who voted for that terrible bill, in my view, deserves to be in trouble. Let me just talk about, I'll talk about two things. One is the process, and the other is the substance. But the process was not legitimate. This was never a serious bill. It was just a political maneuver gone awry. When we passed the Affordable Care Act, whatever you say about it, it was after 14 months of hearings with people from all walks of life and all the professions, everyone affected having an opportunity to come in and testify. That bill passed, but it was a process that was done out in the open with full input. When we passed the American Health Care Act, the so-called repeal and replace, and I, by the way, served on the committee that did both, I showed up at committee at 10:30 in the morning, and we were locked in that room basically for 27 hours. The first time most of us saw that bill, including Republicans, is when we got in the committee hearing. There was no opportunity to read it, not a single person testified, not a single person from a community hospital, a doctor, an insurance person, a commissioner from New York State or Vermont, nobody testified. The Congress people didn't even have a chance to read the bill. And we were locked in that room for 27 hours, and arguing about it, and then we had to have a vote, and it was a partisan line vote. So there was no hearing. The other thing that didn't happen, when you pass a bill that's going to affect 18% of the economy and millions of people, you get a report from the Congressional Budget Office, and we didn't even have that. And it turns out the bill we voted for was going to knock 23 million people off insurance. So how do we call it insurance reform when his main accomplishment is 23 million people lose insurance? So the substance of this, millions off insurance, it cuts Medicaid. That means our community hospitals have to start providing care for free instead of getting compensated. They go from black ink to red ink. They also have a provision in there that if you're between 50 and 64, you can be charged 5 to 8 times higher premiums than a younger person. And for modest income people, somebody making, say, $40,000, their premiums could go up by $10,000 to $12,000 under this compared to what we have. So this thing is a monstrosity, very cynical. And the final thing, what did it do? It reduced taxes for very wealthy individuals. If you're one of the 400 wealthiest families in the country, you're going to get a $7 million check.
Let me ask you about one that's a little more closer to home, and that's the legislature in Vermont said okay to pot, marijuana. You could have a couple of plants in your house, made it much easier. It legalized pot. My question, and the governor said no. What do you make of all of that?
Well, I support what the legislature did. And what I understand that the governor's veto, he had some specific identifiable issues that he wanted to be changed in order to get his signature on that bill. So it's looking to me like the decision of the Vermont legislature to allow individuals to grow a few marijuana plants is going to ultimately become law if they make the changes that are requested by Governor Scott. And I support the legislature doing that.
Do you think there's any downside? I mean, you know, somebody who is high on weed crashing into your car?
I think that's a part of what has to be addressed in this legislation. If anybody's under the influence of anything, whether it's marijuana or alcohol or prescribed medication, they shouldn't be driving, and they should pay a penalty if they are. That's true, whatever the substance is that's causing you to be impaired if you're driving. You're just taking, you know, your life in your hands, but you're also putting everybody else on the road in peril. So, no, we can't have people driving impaired, with whether it's marijuana or alcohol or prescribed medication.
I've only got 3 minutes left. I know that you have an interest in ethanol reform. What's that about?
Well, this ethanol program has been a well-intended flop. I mean, this was a bipartisan approach taken by President Bush and Democrats in the Congress and Republicans. But it's turned out that while it's been good for some corn farmers because it's corn-based ethanol is what we're really using, it's really been bad for Vermont dairy farmers because they have to pay a much higher price for the grain that they need to feed to their cows. And that's true for poultry and cattle farmers as well. Second, it's bad for the environment. The amount of overplanting in wetlands is enormous. We've lost wetlands the size of the state of Indiana because of the overplanting, and it's totally destroyed a hunting habitat in much of the corn states. And then finally, it's wrecked our chainsaws and our small engines. I mean, this ethanol gas that we have to get is really doing a number on folks who have to put it in their chainsaws, in their small engines. So I've had a lot of complaints from Vermonters about the damage that this ethanol does. And then finally, the supposed reduction in greenhouse gases is not there because the energy-intensive efforts that are required to plant corn and harvest it offset the lower emissions that come out of the gallon of gas that have 10 to 15% ethanol in it. So it's a flop. It was well intended, but it's really been a bust.
Great to talk to Congressman Peter Welch, Democrat of Vermont, at large. Peter, thanks for coming by. I know how busy you are, and we all thank you for it. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much, Alan.